And good morning, everyone. We are live in Tuscana Park for the golf show presented by the Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame and Blackthorn Golf Club. I'm Darren Pritchett, joined by the owner of Blackthorn, Tim Firestone, John Foster, the general manager at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. We are live because it's a major week for the men's professional golf tours as the PGA Championship is taking place down in North Carolina, the second round being completed as we speak right now after some weather issues yesterday. So why are we in Tuscana Park this morning, you might be asking? Well, we have a very, very good reason. If you were with us a couple of weeks ago, Tim announced that he has a new business venture here in Tuscana Park, and we are at the Golf Club of Granger, and Tim has purchased the facility and is in the process of making it better than ever, and we look forward to coming here very, very soon and I think swinging the golf club around a little bit maybe during the golf show. But, Tim, maybe you can kind of fill in the blanks about this new facility and what you plan to do.
Yeah, we're very excited about the opportunity. For us, there's a couple key things that made the investment make sense for us. First, for our employees, with us not being able to have year-round employment and recruit better employees, and then to keep our employees all year round is going to be great. And then, the synergies with our membership and our leagues and our corporate events, and we feel like we can tap into that customer base and really let them utilize the facility all winter long, as well as the rest of the public in the community, and really try to do a better job marketing the facility. It's a beautiful facility. It was very well built and thought out, and with just a couple small changes into the interior, but great kitchen space and six private rooms downstairs and three larger, more VIP type rooms on the top floor. But a great space for events and leagues and just a great time for the kind of the shoulder season in the winter months for people to get inside and hit the ball around a little bit and work on their games during the winter. So we're excited about the opportunity here, and gives Blackthorn a nice location
home,
here in Granger.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So people don't have to drive as far out to see us in the wintertime now.
All right, so we'll talk a little bit more later, but just in terms of open for business now, what are you doing at this point?
Right now we are going to be open just for a few series of private events, some open house for our Black Card holders and members, and a couple other events that we've booked through our relationships. And then kind of open to the public. Exact date will be announced here in a couple of weeks. But towards the end of September, 1st of October is when we'll be open and ready to rock and roll for the general public.
All right, very good. So we'll talk a little bit more in just a little bit. Tim Firestone, John Foster, Darren Pritchett with you. Mr. Foster, how are you this morning?
Fine. I got nothing compared to that. Nothing exciting.
You have a cold.
I do have a cold. All I was told to show up here at 8 o'clock, and so I showed up.
You have your coffee.
I got my coffee. I'm good to go, pal.
Well, you look good. I went through my summer cold. It makes you sound even more professional. That deep voice on the radio.
I'll tell you.
I mean, you sound like Jim Nance is ready to take the day off today. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, say Friends a little bit, and you'll fit right in.
I tell you, Friends, I thought I was going to die. But this thing is very persistent. It's and a lot of people in the area, I guess, have had it. I feel good, just don't sound real well.
It's your body saying you need to slow down a little bit. You've been awfully busy. Both of you have been very, very busy.
I'm not nearly as busy as Tim. I'll make that admission.
Is this turning into a medical show now?
Yeah, I got some other ailments I can talk about.
Okay.
Tim's a lot younger, though. He's got the energy still. So I wish him luck in this endeavor. I think it's well thought out. Mm-hmm. The complementary nature of what he's doing with his current base is going to work out. I know it is. So
fantastic.
Yep.
All right, so we'll talk a little bit more about this facility in just a little bit. PGA Championship, the final major, at least for another year, until it gets moved to May, which is very, very interesting. But PGA Championship down in North Carolina, Kevin Kisner and Hideki Matsuyama, your leaders right now as the second round continues to get wrapped up this morning. Both players in the clubhouse at 8-under. Matsuyama shot a 7-under par 64, coming off a PGA Tour victory last week. And now all of a sudden, with that huge surge yesterday, he is tied for the lead. Hey, we've talked about this guy for a couple of years. He is a rising star from Japan. It's only going to be a matter of time before he wins his first of probably a handful of major championships. So is this setting up to be the week where someone from Japan wins a golf major.
I'll tell you, he's on a roll. I mean, he's playing so well, and when you get the confidence level that he has right now, he's probably the one to beat, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The back nine he played yesterday was phenomenal.
Jason Day has kind of found his game.
Yeah, so. Which is good.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be great. The next couple of days are going to be really good.
Was 5-under over a four-hole stretch yesterday and ended up shooting a 5-under par 66 Day in third place all by himself, two shots back at minus six. Remember what we talked about before the Open Championship? Day was very honest saying, I don't have my game right now. I'm just hoping to beat it around and hopefully by the final round I'm in position to maybe steal that Open Championship. It didn't work out for him there, but all of a sudden now he's two shots out of the lead at the PGA Championship. I just saw a stat this morning over the last 5 years. He is the most under par and has the most birdies of anybody over the last five PGA Championships. Of course, he has one Wanamaker trophy under his belt. Hey, he's had physical issues. And when the back goes, hey, we have a long list of golfers that have struggled. There's a guy down in Florida that's still trying to figure out how to play the game of golf with a back issue. But, you know, we always talk about Jordan Spieth. He's the American. He's the fun guy. He talks to himself. He talks a lot. He talks to the caddy. He's fun to follow. But here you have maybe the guy that has the best skill of anybody when he is healthy and on top of his game. Is he maybe the best of anybody right now? I put him on the top of my list, honestly. I know there's Dustin Johnson, and Spieth is a win away from the career Grand Slam. But when this guy is healthy, to me, he's the guy that can win a couple of majors in a row.
I know, but is that – the thing I would question is his golf swing sustainable? I mean, he takes such a lash in it. There's such violence in that golf swing.
That's the problem.
I just wonder if he can stay healthy. But, yeah, I mean, he's obviously super talented and can win. He knows he can win. He's got all the tools and really good putter. But, man – I don't know how long you can swing at a golf ball like that.
I don't disagree. I'm just looking through the list here trying to figure out who has a swing that would be sustainable relative to what Tim was saying. I see Uztay's in here.
He's 80.
It's really pure. I was at Matsuyama, too. I mean, at impact, the guy is pretty violent. But, boy, from a tempo standpoint.
He reminds me of your buddy almost.
Bob Murphy. Yeah, he's Bob Murphy incarnate. Plus, well, he hits it about 200 yards farther than Murphy did.
You're talking about Oosthuizen reminds you of Murphy?
No, Matsuyama with the pause at the top.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think what Bob did was beyond a pause. I don't know. It's like a vacation.
That was a nap.
Yeah, a nap. There you go. anybody ever try that sometime? It's not easy when you got balance like me or lack thereof.
Well, a lot of times you get a lesson. They tell you to stop. So...
Yeah, it does take me quite a while to get over the top, so I guess that would be considered a pause.
Well, we can go inside and help you in a couple of moments.
I know. We got the simulator fired up.
There you go. That'll help you out immensely. You know, I like this golf course. This almost has more of a U.S. Open feel than the ones we've had recently. The rough, you get penalized if you go in it. I'm fine with that. There's a lot of trees on this golf course. You got to shape the golf ball. I just think this is a fun golf course. I know the PGA Championship by far is the weakest in terms of quality of the majors, although the feel is probably
the strongest,
the best.
The strongest, yeah.
But in terms of the wow factor, it's just not the same as the other majors. But in terms of the golf course, Quail Hollow to me is a great major championship venue. It's fair, but at the same time, they've got it set up. If you had a bad shot, you get penalized. So I've really enjoyed this venue.
I agree. I think it's going to be a way better or a way different golf course this weekend. A ton of rain. It's going to be soft. I would see the scores are going to get low. And I would say the changes that they made were really good. If you remember, was it 2 or 3 years ago, they lost all the greens there.
Yeah, these have been regrassed, I know, and they're all really firm, too, which you get with new greens normally. And there was a little bit of whining from the players
Kisner
about
has
that.
Been whining. The leader has not been... Yeah. Happy saying there's not enough birdie holes on the golf course. This is a major, right?
Yeah, and he's 8-under.
Really? Well, I'm guessing he won't be there come maybe tonight, at least Sunday night.
You're saying the golf gods are going to get a hold
of
him?
Well, I mean, he's a good player, but I just don't think he's sustainable.
So. What's wrong with Rory's game, by the way? I mean, he's just a bogey machine.
I don't know.
He's turned into Ricky Fowler Jr. I mean, they make a ton of birdies, and then just bogey, bogey, bogey. You know, it's like every time you think he's going to make a run, he lays down three bogeys in a row. It's really weird.
Lack of consistent I don't know. Ball striking away from tournament play, possibly. Everybody's talked about getting married and all those things that have affected him. But I still say this. You're married. You have business ventures. I get that. But just like you and I, we have work, and you find time to go to work. And if you spend 4 hours a day on your game, I mean, that's, I think, doable under most schedules. In fact, if you're a PGA Tour player, and you're let's even narrow it. If you're a major championship winner, don't you think on your property at your house, you could build your own facility? So that way, when marriage and
Tiger did,
work,
how'd that work out for him?
Got chased around by a 3-iron, didn't he? I don't know. But seriously, I mean, you can build your own.
Foster has built his own
facility.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
We're kidding, Darren.
No. I was waiting to figure out what was going on there.
No.
But I'm dead serious.
I'll take.
If it's that much of a problem to go practice, you can build that in your facility. Listen. At the very least, you could build a short game facility in your backyard because, I mean, let's face it, I think he could probably sustain the payment.
I've never bought this argument about marriage because most of these guys probably were more preoccupied when they were single and had less time to practice than if you're married. I mean, that should bring a certain element of stability to your life. So I don't know what marriage has to do with destroying your golf game. I really don't.
Well, everybody said it was the reason Sergio finally won. Was
that's
because
true.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
a good
true.
Point.
I was saying Rory sucks because he
because he got married.
So I guess I don't know what to tell you guys. But
so before they got married, they had a certain zest for living. Is that what you're
well,
saying?
Well, I mean, I just think
Judge
that's
Smales?
Natural.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm clearly not the expert on marriage, so I'm not one to speak. So
nor I. And both of our golf games are in the tank, so maybe there is some correlation.
Well, that's because you don't play. Let's be honest. Come on. Now, let's be totally fair in this conversation.
We're preoccupied.
Yeah, we are.
That's right. Tim Firestone, John Foster, Darren Pritchett with you, The Golf Show. Coming to you live from Toscana Park at Tim's new venture. It's the old golf club at Granger. New name and logo to be announced very, very soon.
Correct.
So until now, it's the old golf club of Granger. All right, so you've got Jason Day in the mix. Francisco Molinari shot 7-under par yesterday. Louis Oosthuizen, I can't believe he doesn't win more. With that golf swing?
That's a guy that doesn't play a lot of golf either. Doesn't he say he just gets on his tractor and, like, he has a farm or something? But I think he could be better. He just doesn't seem interested sometimes. I mean,
he doesn't play much.
No. Hmm. Who do you like? Who's going to win this thing?
Oh.
You going to get on that Jason Day bandwagon again?
No.
I think Matsuyama's going to pull it out.
I wouldn't bet against
him. He's so good.
Him.
He's so confident right now.
I like Justin Thomas. I just
good choice.
Good choice. He doesn't seem to – nothing bothers the guy. And you're going to get some really bad breaks on that golf course. Koepka's turned into a whiner too, by the way.
Has he?
Yeah.
I didn't hear what
he said. Yeah, he was just complaining about the greens – the firmness of the greens and, you know, the course setup. That was primarily on Thursday afternoon. So, anyway.
Like, what does that accomplish? Like, are they going to, like, change the green for him? Or, like, what are they going to do?
I don't know. It just seems to be a habit these guys have.
And they're all playing the same golf course.
I know.
So
those greens are just as hard for everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah, whining is not a good look in the game of golf.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's one thing if you're playing an NFL game at the old Veterans Stadium where the turf has seams and it's bumpy and it's lumpy and your legs are going to get destroyed. That's one thing, but this golf course, to me, looks in pretty good condition, and we've got a couple of players at 8-under par, so it must not be all bad.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't get all the whining from time to time. I think that has hurt the reputation of Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson was a fan favorite when he first got going, colorful, hit the ball a long way, unique golf swing, wins a couple of Masters, and then we kind of see a different side of Bubba, yelling at his caddy, always looking upset, kind of whiny, and I don't feel like now anybody really supports him. Oh, no one really cares if Bubba Watson is successful or not.
People got to know him is what happened.
I mean, it's not the same way the old time.
Exactly. I mean, his exposure was somewhat minimal when he first started. You know, he'd make it on camera quite a bit. He was very limited as far as the press exposure. He didn't want to talk to the press, whatever, and we can accept that. But yeah, the other annex, I think people were just, and unless he's dominating, nobody's going to root for the guy.
Well, so. Sergio Garcia early in his career had the waggle thing, and he was a little whiny. What happened at Bethpage Black at the U.S. Open? I mean, he got absolutely.
No, he's turned it around. There's no doubt. He's very popular. So
extremely popular because he's kind of stopped all that stuff.
Exactly.
And now he's won a major, so that kind of helps him as well. He didn't play very well Thursday. Watching him, he was just missing everything to the left. And I think he's six over par. And it's funny just going on social media today. And I think this is a valid conversation. I'm not sure you should get the shovel out yet, but I think Phil Mickelson's in 120th place, 11 or 12 over par. Yeah. He struggled once again.
It took
him
31 holes to make a birdie.
Isn't that something? So now the conversation begins. Is that it for Phil? Mm. I wonder how much of the comfort level of not having Bones with him is a factor. Now, he still has to swing the club. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of comfort level after all those years with the same caddy. Now, it's his brother that's caddying, but at the same time, I'm sure the relationship's a lot different.
I think it's the golf course. I mean, you got to hit fairways here. He can't hit fairways. And his short game.
Bones can't help him there either.
No, and his short game has been terrible. Around the greens here, I don't know if you guys have noticed how thick that rough is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Some of the really bad shots we've seen, guys boning it over the green, guys flopping it, and it goes about 2 feet. I think that's been one of the more entertaining parts of this thing is around the greens. So, I mean, although we think that's Phil's forte, his problem has been off the tee. He just can't keep it in play.
It's been a story for many, many years.
It has.
That's why there's zero U.S. Opens.
Well, and like you said, this is kind of an open setup as far as the course and the setup of the course. So I just think he was doomed from the start, given the way the golf course is.
So for us hacks that play a golf course that has some thick grass around the green, you're trying to chip the ball, any suggestions? Do you do anything different? Do you have to grip the club a little tighter to help avoid the club from turning? Any suggestions for us hackers out there?
Well, I mean, I think what we're seeing from these guys is they're trying to be so exacting and knock it to within a foot or make it like they usually do, when actually they should take a page out of our book a little bit. Just get it on the green, get it somewhat near the hole. And I think that's where it comes down to. I mean, I don't have any tips for people out of the rough other than just the usual thing about – you know, make sure you get the club coming into the ball in a position where it's going to strike the ball as opposed to get caught up in the grass before it gets to the ball. But I think what they're looking at, you see a lot of flop shots and stuff that just aren't being pulled off because the margin for error is so high when the grass gets this tall.
Harder to use a less lofted club in that stuff? Do you almost have to go with the more lofted club?
Yeah.
Yep. Some of those shots are almost hitting like a sand shot.
That's exactly right.
You know, opening the face up and a full swing, but to John's
perfect.
Point, you got to be perfect because you don't know is the ball really sitting all
exactly,
the way down to the ground
or
is it halfway up? And a lot of times you'll swing right underneath the ball and it won't go anywhere.
Yep.
So that's to John's point. But I think John's right. These guys are so used to just hitting it up there to a foot or two on every chip shot. And on some of these shots, you just got to take your lumps and knock it to 5 feet. And
it's hard for them to do that.
Well, because they're so good.
They're a different world.
They're so good.
Without a doubt. The Golf Show brought to you by Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame and Blackthorn Golf Club. Darren Pritchett, Tim Firestone, and John Foster live from Toscana Park at the old golf club of Granger. We'll talk some more golf live next as the Golf Show continues on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. And welcome back to the Golf Show presented by Blackthorn Golf Club and Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. We are live on this Saturday morning with the PGA Championship second round wrapping up this morning. Third round will be getting started in just a little bit. Kevin Kisner and Hideki Matsuyama, the leaders, at -8, two shots in front, a former PGA Championship winner, Jason Day. Now, we are in Toscana Park broadcasting live this morning here on WSBT Radio. I'm Darren Pritchett, Tim Firestone, the owner of Blackthorn Golf Club and the new owner of this facility, the Golf Club of Granger, which will be renamed soon. We also have John Foster, the general manager at Notre Dame's Warren Golf Course, who is, I guess, the first honorary member here of this brand new facility.
Oh,
fact,
great.
I think one of the simulators should be named after him.
Perfect.
Not a memorial because he's still kicking. But
one of the taps on the beer is definitely
even
named
better.
Even better.
The Foster tap.
I like it.
That's got a good ring to it, actually. Very good. Well, Tim, you've brought along a special guest that is someone that we've been associated with for a long time, one of your co-partners in this opportunity.
Yeah, so as a part of our announcement this week about the acquisition here, we also announced adding a new member to our team in our ownership group. And as we continue to grow our business and look at other acquisitions, other ventures, it was clear to me that I couldn't do it all. And our other partner lives in California and is kind of a silent partner and not active in the business. So it's been in negotiations with a longtime friend of mine for probably, I don't know, it's been probably almost 6 months that we've been talking. But happy to announce that Eric Haig is joining the Blackthorn team and our management group and investment group. So we've invited him here this morning and couldn't be happier to have someone like Eric on board with his experience in the sports world, entertainment world, and all the things that he's done. And just really looking forward to his expertise in managing these businesses and maximizing the profitability of his assets.
Eric, welcome aboard. Good to see you.
Thanks a lot, Darren. Good to see you. Good to be here this morning.
What's it been like to work with Tim? Let's get the guest question out of the way.
Wow.
Because I've had a great experience through the years. I mean, seriously, working with Tim. I mean, you talk about a consummate professional and just what he's done for Blackthorn. I mean, it's been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, there's no question about it. So as Tim said, we've been friends for, man, probably 15, 20 years. And I've always admired what he's done out at Blackthorn and the job that he's done and the business that he's grown. And so when he started talking about this opportunity and being able to partner with him and go into a business with your friend and who does such a great job, it was a no-brainer for me, no question about it.
Obviously, I think I first met you through minor league baseball many, many years ago. Past experiences help you through this process?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I'm actually kind of viewing this as a ballpark. I think Tim was saying earlier, in addition to the simulators, we feel that this can be a venue for businesses to come out and have client outings, employee outings. And whether you're using the simulators to play around a golf or just taking a couple swings on a range or something like that, there's a lot of different opportunities we can do here. And so I think we're going to explore that, and I think we're going to kind of look to expand what maybe has been done here before.
In terms of simulators, Tim, the last 10 years or so, how much have they improved and how lifelike are these simulators? If I get up and hit a driver right now, am I going to see pretty much what I'm going to see, swing a golf ball for real out at Blackthorn?
I think that's the best feature part, the best attribute of these is that they do a really good job as far as telling you, you know, the club head speed, measuring the distance based upon your spin rates and the curvature of the ball. When I get in there and I can tell that I hook it or I tell that I push it or I tell that I catch it thin, mm-hmm. I mean, it's definitely reflective of what the yardage is on the screen. I think that the technology is getting better and better. They have upgrades that we're looking at right now with the software that provide much sharper and brighter graphics, more golf courses, more games. The other thing that we're looking to do here, and some of those listeners that may have done this, and I don't know if you have or not, but Top Golf is a new rage. It's really become a new sport. It's called Top Golf, but it's really for golfers of all levels. It's a target-based system where there's a chip inside the golf ball, and you aim at targets, and you keep score almost in a bowling way. You get 10 frames, and you get your scores, and it's they're going up all over the country, and they've been very, very successful. But to Eric's point, it's more of an entertainment venue. Golf happens to be the amenity. And the same thing here with these screens, where we can put different targets up on the screen, you aim at different things, and you make it so it's not, you don't have to necessarily just play a round of golf. You can do other fun games that would keep you entertained. And you don't have to be an expert golfer, so you can really enjoy it.
When I can tell you, as far as accuracy goes, my drives still go into the woods on these simulators. So
the only difference is Eric hasn't lost a ball here yet. So that's worked out well.
I usually have to bring about 18 when I play Blackthorn here. It's just one.
Eric Haig, Tim Firestone, John Foster, Darren Pritchett with you. The Golf Show live here on WSBT Radio. Could you almost do lessons here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll teach all summer club fitting. You can do a lot of that stuff in here. So that'll be a presence here all winter long. We'll have lessons available from our pros at Blackthorn.
It's funny listening to you and Eric describe what this venue could be. It does remind you of a minor league baseball game. The baseball game is the golf here.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else surrounding the two events are what really kind of bring in people. The factor where you come in and you enjoy the golf, but you also have a great time with all the other things going on. You're going to have food, you're going to have refreshments, and it's just the camaraderie is a big part of this.
I think Tim's comparison to Top Golf is a real good one, because golf can be an intimidating game. There's no question about it. It's very difficult. You know, you guys are talking about earlier about guys like McIlroy who just can't seem to master it. But you come in here and you can swing away. It doesn't matter. You know, you're not going to be chasing your ball all over the course. So it's a much more relaxed atmosphere. And who knows, you come out here and you may not be an accomplished golfer, and it may turn around and you find that you really do love the sport and start working at it a little bit more and get out there on an actual course and play.
But like minor league baseball, we are in negotiations with someone to come in and be the mascot. John's got a couple other offers,
busy.
But
busy.
He's too tall to be the leprechaun. We got to find somebody shorter. But no, like Eric said, it's I think there's a lot of opportunities here, and not just golf based. For example, we'll be announcing an event we have coming up here in September where all nine rooms will have a different winery, and we're going to do a wine walk throughout the building, and we'll have food and appetizers and live music. And these screens can literally project anything onto them. So if it's maybe video game tournament, you know, video game is very popular, and I had no idea. But kids watch on YouTube other kids play video games. I'm like, this is like the worst thing I've ever heard. Not you're not even playing the video game. You're too lazy to play the game.
Oh,
you got to watch somebody else play.
And watch at the same time.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yes.
So it could be a venue for that. I mean, all these screens are all networked to each other. You can have a tournament in here. You keep score. You can all kinds of fun stuff. So I think we're just scratching the surface on everything that these rooms can be used for.
Can you put Game 7 of the World Series on so when the Reds make the World Series, John can have a big TV screen?
You'll have plenty of time to prepare for that.
The Cardinals are making a run, though. Playing well.
We're just happy to be here. We're happy to be in the same division as the world champions, and it's our honor just to be only a game back right now. So,
John, I think your Reds are in the same position as my Phillies, so I think it's going to be a long time.
They ought to just form a new division. And the winner gets, like, gifts, and then they just end the season in September. Like, okay, thanks for playing.
It should be like European soccer. You play down.
Yeah, relegate them.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, they both need to be relegated to AAA.
Aren't you glad you brought that up, Tim?
You brought it up.
Well, he mentioned the Cardinals, led to the Reds.
Right.
Yeah, why are we talking about the Reds, the Cubs, and the Cardinals in the same sentence? There's just something wrong about that, without a doubt. Well, you've got a really interesting venture here, Tim and Eric. And I guess for people that play a lot at Blackthorn, members, are there advantages here for being a member out at Blackthorn?
Yeah, we will definitely cater to the Black Card holders and our all-inclusive members, and that'll be a part of our marketing strategy going forward, is to add another benefit to having a Black Card, and certainly we'll have price benefits on the golf rental simulators, food and beverage discounts, all types of fun things. So I think this was a great business. It's very well built. He invested a lot of money, the previous owner, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But he didn't have an existing customer base. You know, we've got 12,000 names in our email database. We've got 1,300 Black Card holders that we are going to talk to every week, and we'll be able to market, on our GPS screens. We'll be able to market by having collateral around the Pro Shop at Blackthorn, eBlast, all those types of things that we've kind of got that built-in core. And then we're going to reach out to all the other golf courses in the community to try to put together programs for their members to be able to utilize the facility as well. So kind of tap into our experience in marketing golf in South Bend.
I don't want to divulge any secrets or anything, but between you and I, Darren, I understand if you are a Black Card holder, you get free beer.
Oh.
Yeah. So don't let anybody know that.
Only this morning until 8:45 a.m.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is 2 minutes
chance
to get here.
Yeah, I think co-host of the golf show, the most highly rated show in its 8 o'clock hour.
Yes,
definitely will get free beer here. So
at 8 a.m.
Yeah,
only at
exactly.
8 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay, gonna have to adjust the sleep pattern a little bit. But hey, I appreciate the opportunity. So if people want to learn more about this facility, guys, what are your suggestions?
I would say that all of the information will be released here within the next 2 weeks, and that we already have the website set up and what the name of the facility is, and we plan on doing kind of a ribbon cutting and an unveiling of the logo here within the next 2 weeks, and then all the information will start coming out with a website, and so clearly blackthorngolf.com will have the information as well, and then for now 232-4653 at Blackthorn, and then we can also we'll share the phone number here as well. But give us another week or so, and we'll start letting that information out and getting all the rates and fun marketing stories to everybody of what we're going to do.
It's easy for John and I to sit here and offer suggestions to the owners,
yeah,
I think rather than a ribbon cutting, you need an honorary tee shot.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, where are
fire
you?
One right over the top of the
Martin Spore.
Like yeah. We can hit down there. Yeah.
Well, I was kind of thinking inside the facility at a simulator, but, you know, if
you do you think we could get Jack to come in and hit the honorary tee shot, like at the Masters? Probably not.
I tell you what.
That's how it is in the book. If you pay him, he'd do anything, sure.
Oh, yeah. I've got the perfect guy. I'll tell you during the commercial break. I don't want to say it out loud.
I already know where you're going.
You do?
Oh, well, maybe not.
Okay. I'll offer my suggestion off the air because I don't want to start anything that could cause problems. All right. So, this is fantastic. Eric, good to be with you. Good to have you come by.
Good to be with you, Darren.
Congratulations on the new venture and working with Tim. Looking forward to hearing more about the facility.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, me too. It's going to be fun.
We'll step aside for a second. I'll offer my suggestion. We'll come back. And if you like, we'll say it on the air.
All right, sounds
as
good.
The golf show continues on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM, WSBT. Ed, thank you for the forecast update. It is 14 minutes in front of the top of the hour. The golf show live from Toscana Park this morning at the old golf club of Granger. New facility owned by Tim Firestone and our guest Eric Hague this morning. Well, Mr. Foster, yes. I feel like you have not had the opportunity to get your word count in this morning.
It's
so
okay.
This is all about you now.
Really?
Yeah, this segment is all about you.
How long do you have?
Well, I got about 30 seconds.
That's probably more than I need.
No, we have probably a good 10 minutes, so we can go through your life story.
Have 10 minutes of content, Darren.
Oh, I'll bet you do.
Oh, I know. I do.
Why do you think I deferred to these two guys this morning?
So why don't we have them talk about you then for the next 10 minutes?
That would be fantastic. Yeah.
Great. It all started.
Southern Indiana. A cold, snowy night. Oh, you were born in July? What was your birthday?
No, I wasn't. It was in December, so it was. Yeah, it doesn't snow down there, though.
This kind of sounds like the start of The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, the way that started.
Is this tape delay so we can edit out? Yeah.
No, it's not, unfortunately.
That's what makes this more fun.
That's why we do very limited on the live side here.
Yes, there's a reason for that.
We tone the show down dramatically.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly right.
Yes, I have to have the edit button handy at all times for some reason, especially during commercial breaks.
Exactly. No, we got a bunch of stuff going on at the golf course now with respect to the senior open.
Yeah, I want
to
know.
Well, we're building, and actually it'll be finished today, I believe, a model villa, which will be representative of the types of structures we're selling for hospitality for the senior open.
Oh, okay.
And it's never really been done before for either a U.S. or a senior open is actually put the structure on site where the approximate place that would be one of these would be placed during the championship is long championship 18. It has all the... You know, the outfitting inside, the bar, the lighting, all the options you have when you purchase one of these things. So it just makes it so much easier for people to, you know, touch and feel and see what they're going to be getting if they indeed purchase some hospitality. So,
and that's the current number six?
It's our sixth hole, yeah. And we're not as close to the fairway as it will be during the championship for obvious reasons. I was saying off air, when they told me, you know, it's glass fronts on it and a glass drink rail, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. And I found out it's real glass. So the over-under on how long that's going to last isn't – I know when the guys were building this thing this week, we had a number of near misses just for that, and so we may have miscalculated how far we needed to be away. But
is
I'm
it
not
off
so
the
sure.
tee? You're being closer.
No,
to
it's
the
actually
green
it's the green. Okay. It's up near the green, so prime spot for a pulled second shot for right-handers.
Did you put a cot in there, John? Like you can go out there and take a nap?
I'll tell you what. It when they're building this thing, I hate to use the word tent because that doesn't do it justice. I think it's built better than my house as far as the wind rating is. 150 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
Okay, which we figured if we get 150 mile an hour winds, the only thing on that golf course is still be standing is that villa. And so, you know, it's air conditioned, heated. Wow. It's going to be really cool, and it's really interesting. The people this week playing and seeing this go up, the curiosity factor. As much as we've talked about this event, and it's obviously we haven't really started full bore on promoting yet, but. The lack of awareness is amazing to me. We got a huge sign as you drive in the property that says, you know, home of the 2019 U.S. Senior Open, and then somebody is on the sixth hole says, what's that for? And it's got the U.S. Senior Open thing on it. So
does it?
So when they were building the platform, I got tired of answering the question, you know, what's that for? I just told them that we have a free Jimmy Buffett concert on Saturday night, and that's the stage. So show up about 10 o'clock. And people bought that more than they bought the Villa thing. They believed that would happen before the Villa. So anyway, if you're out in the area, stop by and see it. It's pretty cool.
And I think, Tim, don't you want to make the announcement about the free beer that's going to be taking place there?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Those villas are $150 a day. So
not even close.
Unlimited tickets.
Yeah.
There are deadbolts on this thing, too, so they're going to remain locked.
John,
serious buyers only.
Yeah. Off the top of your head, how many of the holes will have villas on them?
The villa super suite structures, the more permanent-looking ones, will be on 17 and 18. They'll line the fairways on both. The skyboxes, which a lot of people, I think, are more familiar with, the open air that you see at all the events with the tiered seating, kind of a sectional thing, all the food and beverage in back. You still have the TVs and stuff, but there's no air, you know, obviously it's open air. We'll be on four of the greens, around four of the greens, and we have a lot of room to build them if we can sell more.
And that would be like if for group ticket sales?
Yeah, you know, it's the Skybox.
Where you're mixed in with other companies?
Exactly. You're sharing, unless you, we have one company that actually bought a four-section Skybox, which would be 40, four 10-foot sections. So it's a 40-foot section there that would seat 80 people. It's 20 per section. And so on our 16th hole, which will be our current fourth hole, the little par three, our plan is down the left side of that, from almost the tee to the green, will be a solid row of skyboxes a la Phoenix. Now, we don't presume to be the waste management and the crazy 16th hole there, but you will get that feel. It'll be kind of enclosed with a bunch of people, and then they're grandstanding around all the par threes as well.
So the villas are soundproof?
Yeah.
So you can jab away in the skybox.
And then you got a front porch. Yeah, right. You got a front porch, the seating with a bar, you know, drink rail and high boys and all kinds of seating out front. Yeah, but the open air venues are
the ones Kyle Montgomery will be staring into.
That's exactly right.
Did you?
And they
said
right on the green when I was out with the USGA a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, okay, are we okay to go here? And it was about 20 feet off the green. He goes, no, you can go about five steps off the back of the green. I'm like, what? And he goes, listen, if we got the best players in the world here, it's 135-yard par three. If they got issues with that, that's their problem. I'm like, okay. So it's great from a spectator standpoint. You're going to be right on top of the greens.
Did we find out where our seats are, Darren?
Yeah.
So you know, I'm still waiting to hear.
TBD to be determined. Yeah. All depends on a lot of stuff.
I don't know what that stuff is, though.
Well, we'll see.
Interesting.
You may have to throw in a free simulator round.
Oh, goodness.
That might do the trick.
Yes, and kind of to address another question that's been asked a lot is the volunteer opportunities. And our website's going to be live next week, but it'll be probably February or March of next year before we send out the invitations. And it's going to be tiered by affiliation. Notre Dame alum will have the first shot at volunteering because there's normally a wait list for these things. And we're looking for 2,500, and the management firm guarantees us there's going to be a wait list. There always is.
How about that?
You get them 50 to 60 countries worldwide. It's incredible. Yeah, it'll be really cool.
We've got a while to wait, but it'll be here before you know it.
It seems like it's tomorrow. I wish I had more time.
I can understand that. Let's take our final time out, then we'll wrap up this edition of The Golf Show next. Eric Haig, Tim Firestone, John Foster, Darren Pritchett. Wow, the long list this morning.
Wow.
Here on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, Final segment of The Golf Show live from Toscana Park at the old golf club of Granger. Eric Haig is one of the few people that gets to watch what's coming up at Warren Live. I mean, this is a real, real treat. So,
how have we not sponsored this segment?
That's a great question. It's a valid. Well, we've got the right guy to help with that, but John Foster, what's coming up at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame? I can't wait.
Well, I'm not going to use the open for play. The course is in great shape, although it is, and we are. We're aerifying our greens Monday and Tuesday, so the course won't be open.
Come
so
play Blackthorn.
Don't come out Monday, Tuesday. Go to Blackthorn.
Thanks, John.
Other than that, we're good. We're busy.
U.S. Senior Open.
Yep.
Golf merchandise are available.
Underway. Lots of merchandise in the shop for it. Yep.
Okay. Very good. Well, you have to follow that up, Tim Firestone. Tell us what's coming up at Blackthorn.
Just open play, and the golf course is in really, really good shape. I think most of the courses should be. It's been great weather all summer for us, and plenty of tee times available. And blackthorngolf.com, 232-4653. come on out and see us.
Very good. Eric Haig, thanks for stopping by. Good to see you as always.
Thanks, Darren. Good to join you guys. It's been fun.
Absolutely. Mr. Firestone.
Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Anytime. I think, again, we want to be here a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. And definitely.
We'll have to take a couple of swings live on the air, which could be very entertaining.
Yeah, I'll give you a lesson on, because if you don't play a real course, you may play inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one. That's all I need. Mr. Foster, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Darren.
Hope you get better.
It's getting better.
All right. For all these guys, I'm Darren Pritchett. Thanks for joining us. The Golf Show brought to you by Blackthorn and Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame on Michiana Sports Leader, WSBT.